Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Want to listen to the full Burt Show every day, uninterrupted, with no ads? Become a bonus Burt Show subscriber. Find out more at theburtshow.com/bonusbs.
The Burt Show.
I think Mo's been holding out on us.
Again?
I think Mo's got a sugar daddy.
A sugar daddy that doted on you for your birthday. Happy birthday.
I wish. Thank you. I appreciate it. No, I don't have a sugar daddy. No. That's not a thing. Where'd you get that from?
So Mo was telling us Friday, we were all just going around the room. What are you doing this weekend? Mo's like, I'm coming out of town. We're like, where are you going? He's like, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? He's like, I'm not really sure where I'm going at. Someone's surprising me, and I'm going out of town for what is now your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So what is the deal? Who's the sugar daddy?
I don't have a sugar daddy.
Where'd you go?
Well, it's a whole thing. So apparently, I didn't know any of this was happening, but behind the scenes, I guess a few of the people in my circle, my mom, my lady, my best friend, they were all trying to come together to surprise me. Because when I was asked what I want for my birthday, I said nothing. I always say nothing. And they were like, no, we're not doing that this year. Like, we want to do something for you. So I said, okay, then if I can have what I want for my birthday, I don't want to make any decisions. That's all I want. Like, whatever we do, I don't care. We can go to dinner. We can go somewhere. It doesn't matter. I just don't want to make any decisions. That's all I want, because I'm always making the decisions. And so I guess they were trying to get me to St. Martin with, like, some of my closest friends.
Oh, wow.
That was the plan that I didn't know about, because literally up until Thursday night, they were like, all right, we need you to get to the airport, like, as soon as you possibly can, which I now know is because I guess all of those flights that go to St. Martin leave really early. So you have to catch, like, a flight before 12 or it's not going to happen.
And there's only, like, one a day probably.
Exactly, yeah. That. So I didn't know that, but I'm like, all right, they figured I can get to the airport in time, of which I almost did. But we ran out of luck, I guess, because when I got there, it was for some odd reason, I don't know why, and I would have made it, but the Sky Priority line and the Clear line were both closed. Something happened. They shut them down. I've never heard of this, but it was the thing. So the only line that was open was the normal line. And as you can imagine, it was very long at that point. And so one of my friends works for an airline. And so they had this idea to take us to the front and say, you know, I'm an employee. Sometimes this works. And they went and they were going to let us go. And then the manager came and was like, how many of y'all work for the airline? And we were like, one of us. And then I was the other one. Mm-hmm. And so she wouldn't let us go. She's like, no, I'm not letting you go. And I'm like, how would this have hurt your day to just let us go?
Right.
So we would have made it, but we didn't make the flight. So then at that point, it came down to the one thing that I said I did not want to do, which is I had to make the decision on where do we go now.
All right, so that was the St. Martin flight.
Yes.
Okay, so that was ready to go. You missed that one.
I missed that one. And apparently, my mom and one of my best friends and another one of my good friends were all willing to go when we were going to St. Martin. They didn't want to go if we was going somewhere else. So I guess it didn't work out. And which was kind of fun, because I don't know what movie it was, but it was a movie that always inspired me to go to the airport and just pick a place. Like, just look at the screen, look at the times, what makes sense, and just pick a place. And that's ultimately what we did. And
Shut up. You're just standing there in the airport, looking at the board. Trying to find a place you want to go.
Yes, that's exactly what
that's
we were
fantastic.
Doing.
It really is. And do it now while you can.
Right. Chris has got a toddler. That window is done.
Done. Closed.
So, yep, we're putting it together. I tried Virginia Beach to go surprise some of my family there. That didn't work out. I tried a few different places. It didn't work out. And then finally, we landed on Fort Lauderdale. Mm. And so we went to Fort Lauderdale. But so the good thing is my friend lives in Miami. One of my good friends lives in Miami. My lady was still connecting with him to try to figure something out for me. in Miami, which I didn't know. I just thought we were going to Fort Lauderdale and figured it out. But they have reserved like a night for me at this lounge. They have reserved a dinner for me, which was at Gianni Versace's mansion. The funny thing is, we go in there to eat, and I knew it was a nice place, but like I didn't think much of it. I'm just in there not paying attention, just waiting for the meal. And then somebody, I see the menu, and I was like, why is the menu Versace? This is weird. And they're like, dude, you're in his mansion. Like, this is, they turned this into a hotel / restaurant. I had no idea. I was sitting there for about an hour and didn't know that this was even a thing.
Is this right in South Beach?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen it. I didn't know they turned it into a restaurant. They stuffed up. Uh-huh.
Yep, so it's like a hotel, and then the bottom where his pool area used to be is a restaurant now. And it's really nice. Mm-hmm. And so they had like five men come out with instruments and sing "Go Shorty, It's Your Birthday" for me.
Come on, really? That's dinner. Great.
But it was great. So yeah, we pretty much stayed in Miami. We were in Fort Lauderdale for a hot second, but we stayed in Miami for Friday night and all of Saturday night. Got up really early, got back here yesterday, and that was my birthday weekend.
That's a great weekend right there.
It was fun.
Kristen is looking at you with those envious eyes, like, because those, once you have kids, man, those days are behind you.
Well, it's just, I wish I would have taken advantage of the years that I didn't have a kid better. Like, I'm very happy with where I am now.
Sure.
Very content with where I am now. But pre-Jimmy, I wish I would have done more stuff like that. I wish I would have done more traveling. You know, I don't know if my itinerary making, planning, pre-planning, like personality would have allowed me just to go to the airport and pick a flight. I think I would have had a panic attack, but I'm loving that you are living your life. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Burt Show.
So when you first start going out with somebody, curious here, like at what point do you get comfortable enough with them where you're like, okay, they're safe, we can go on a road trip together. All right. There's a real slippery slope here.
And, you know, it's a friend of mine, and she's been seeing a guy for 2 months, casually dating, like they don't have labels. They're not even like dating. They go out on dates. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm one to talk because I move super fast with my now husband, like bam, 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 and moving in. So I get it. There are some people you meet and there's a connection, and that's just how life unfolds for you, and that works. But my friend who has been going on dates with this guy for 2 months is planning a road trip down the Pacific Coast Highway. He's planning it and has invited her to go on this road trip. And my thing is like, it's cool to be a serial dater, but he might be a serial killer. And so I don't want her to take this trip because I think it's really dangerous. But she's smitten and she's like, I really like this guy. So I'm like Googling him, bringing up stuff. I'm like, do you know he has a kid? Did he tell you that? That's fine. But did you know? Like, how much do you know about this man you're about to literally fly across the country, coast to coast, and be alone with in a car for several days, driving down remote parts of a highway with cliffs and ocean? Like, come on. You can't get any better for disposing of a body. And so I'm just like, you know, she's an adult. She's a fully grown person. I mean, she's in her 30s. So it's not like she's, you know, young and naive, but I just don't know how to be supportive of my friend when she's doing something that I think is probably kind of a dangerous idea. Like if it was a weekend getaway somewhere populated, I might be like, all right, that's cute. But this just seems intense for not actually dating. I
mean, so all you can do is like tell her what she already knows, like, okay, this is a little bit of a risk, and then stand back. I mean, she's going to live her life the way she's going to live her life, and you live it very, very different. You're not capable of doing this. This is just not
dumb
in your wheelhouse. But for her, it's probably spontaneous, romantic, and she feels comfortable enough with this dude to do it. What can you do?
Well, how do I? Okay, so if that's the case, then because obviously I can't stop her. Like, it's her life. How can I talk to her about being smart, like maybe having a tracker tag or letting somebody know her location? This is weird. Well, it's not weird. I take that back. Yeah. It's not weird. It's just, it feels very, knowing her especially, it feels very impulsive. Let me say it that way.
All right. So ask her, put this on you, okay? Don't put this on her because she wants to go and have a good time. So I would encourage you not to be like a Debbie Downer. She's made her decision. She's going to do it. And you have to accept your friend and accept her decision. So the tactic I would use is like, listen, ever since I became a mom, I have like high anxiety and I think the worst. And it's how my mind works right now. I love you dearly, and I'm worried. Can you please share your location with me so I can just, you know, for my peace of mind while you're gone?
Maybe I'll do that. And I don't even care if it's not with me. It could be with her own family. Like, just, he has serial killer eyes. Okay? You know, you look at some people and there's limited information about them online, flag number one. And then he has the serial killer eyes, flag number two.
So let me ask you a question, because you said something a couple of weeks ago that we just kind of let breeze by. And I really want to circle back to it, because I don't know you as the person that you were describing on the air a couple of weeks ago. You said you used to be very carefree. You didn't think about these things. You didn't do too much planning. You were very spontaneous, right? Would that person that you were talking about make this trip?
That person should have died several times.
Fair
so
enough.
Let me put it that way. That's why I think I have swung so far in the opposite direction, because I look back at some of these moments and I'm like, oh my God. If you don't believe there's a God, there is, because he saved my life several times.
Oh yeah, I should probably be dead. I'm not kidding, a dozen times.
So,
but I don't regret any of it.
I'm with you on that one.
I would probably go, but in retrospect, I would have been like, that was dumb. Like, you shouldn't have done that. So I'd probably go, but I think I would make sure somehow I was, and back then I wouldn't have had this tracking technology. So I would have been armed in some way, pepper spray, I don't know, something, some kind of like self-defense thing. And I would have put fail-safes up, like, hey, I'll call you every day. I'll text you just to check in.
Well, if it comforts you any, my sister, I'm in a similar situation with my sister, because she met a guy and then they went to Morocco after like 3 or 4 weeks of knowing each other.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was not happy about it. But she gave me her location, which is, that's where we settled on, which I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do if something happens in Morocco. But okay. But yeah,
have a guy in Morocco that you can call to save your sister?
Not that far. Maybe in Queens, not in Morocco. But I mean, they went and they've actually gone on like a couple trips now, and I've just kind of not tried to let it like put all this fear in my mind, and she's fine and they're fine, and hopefully that kind of helps you in some way.
It does, because Morocco would be where I would be like body checking her. She would not get on the plane.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Did Steve Harvey's wife cheat on him with his personal chef and bodyguard? Gossip reports dropped over the weekend on multiple sites claiming that his wife Marjorie got caught having an affair, but Steve quickly came out and shut that down. So he's basically like, we're fine. Even his friends posted on behalf of him on social media being like, this is all fake news. This is just clickbait. And they were really coming out and being like, why make this a clickbait story? It's beyond pointless how stupid fake news has gotten.
Did you say that the rumor was that she was cheating with a personal chef / security guard?
It's two different people.
Oh, okay.
A personal chef and a bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
So double homicide. Impressive.
She was busy.
The one guy was able to do both, though.
I was going
to
say, you talk about a great dating profile. You got it all, man.
You're the man.
I feel that's so ridiculous. Why even bother addressing it? I mean, if you have a rumor coming out about you that's hitting national news, because I saw this, I think it was on Friday, and I was like, well, dang, because he has tons of, I've read his dating books. And so when you have that kind of news come out, you kind of want to shut it down.
Did he address it during like the break, during Family Feud, like he normally does?
Yeah, he was basically just kind of coming out and being like, I want to let as many people know as possible. But he didn't address it on his social media. His friends did. I think when you're Steve Harvey, you're just kind of like, it feels so ridiculous that I don't want to have to, but it's getting under my skin so much that I feel like I have to say something.
Yeah, I think he prides himself on kind of living above all that stuff. So at some point or another, he probably had to say something. Or people get more interested in it when you don't say something.
Yeah, it definitely strikes up more interest.
Look at the Jamie Foxx thing, man. It was driving everybody crazy, but he wasn't saying anything about why he was ill or what was going on. People couldn't get enough.
And it seems like Steve is addressing things more lately, because normally he doesn't, but he also addressed that tweet that I guess someone in his team put up of what comedian do you not think is funny?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
he didn't like that the person did that.
I think they fired that person immediately.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder who, before the tweet got deleted, who people were responding under, other than the fact that they were maybe mad that this wasn't on brand with him wanting to be more positive. Mm-hmm. Like, who actually does nobody think is funny?
I think that's a part of what pissed him off, is a lot of the comments were you.
Yeah. I was like, this is not on brand. Okay, two female pop powerhouses released new music over the weekend. Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus both dropped singles on the same day. And what I loved is that this didn't turn into a competition between which Disney princess is, you know, going to have the more successful single, because both of them actually shut down any of that before it could even start. Selena posted on Instagram that her and Miley have been friends since they, in all caps, used to be young. And then she said that she's excited for August 25th for both of them to come out. And then Miley also posted something on Instagram saying, we're both dropping our singles soon. And she said, I say we hashtag used to be young. So sweet. Love that they're not competing with each other.
Yeah, I mean, they're the two of them, and like watching how they've talked about each other in interviews, and somebody had like stitched together like old interviews and old interactions that they've had together. These two have been friends for a very long time and have been nothing but supportive. And I love both songs. However, that Miley Cyrus song just, oh, it hits different.
Is it?
It's really, really good.
I gotta take a listen.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's this really beautiful music video where she's, it looks like she's very specifically trying to call out her Disney days, because it's just a straight on head, like shot of her staring at the camera, and she's very emotional, and she has a red tube top over a Mickey shirt. So it's obviously like very much trying to call out Hannah Montana.
Beautiful song, beautiful music video. I have one small irritation. She's only 30. You can't say I used to be young when you're 30. You still are young. Wait till you get to my age and it hurts to wake up.
But don't you remember looking at that number 30, like when you were 15, thinking that was the definition of old? Like, I remember doing the math on it, going, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to be 30 in that year, and just feeling so old.
For sure.
And then I bar hopped for my birthday and I woke up without a hangover. And now if I look at a glass of wine the wrong way, I'm out for a week.
You just keep pushing the definition of old as you get closer to
Is she actually in love with a criminal? I'll tell you the rumors surrounding Britney Spears' new man on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Kristen here trying to set up our new co-host Abby on a date. Find a right man has very little to do with Abby and everything to do with Kristen finally getting a win in the matchmaking department.
Doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon.
And you guys are making it hard on her. I'm going to give you a break on this one.
Thank you.
And maybe things have just changed. I don't know.
This is exasperating. Now you know how I feel. this isn't even your life.
It's like nobody's trying.
Okay. Nobody. And I keep saying that. And that's the thing I jokingly talk to my mom about all the time. I'm like, I'm just looking for a trier. Like someone who looks like they wake up every day and give an S.
So let's go ahead and reset this here real quick. And when we say they're not trying, we don't mean we're not getting applications and we're not getting like people interested. It's the presentation that feels very, very lazy.
Very, very lazy. All right. So Abby has come on the air numerous times and talked about the trials and tribulations of dating.
Daily.
And she has quite a few trials when it comes to dating. And I have tried in the past to flex my matchmaking muscle. Turns out I don't have one. But I was like, you know what? I'm willing to jump on that horse one more time, even if I get bucked off from my girl, Abby. And that's exactly what I'm doing, trying to get her a solid man and trying to get me a W. It's a win-win.
My plan was to give up dating until 2024. And then literally the next day, Kristen goes, I'm setting you up.
Yep.
This isn't about you anymore.
Well, after seeing these applications, you know what? That might happen.
I'm going to extend it to 2025.
I am not setting you up just to set you up. Like, this has to be like, I have to feel it in my heart and in my soul when I read that bio. And then when I look at the picture and just know this is the one.
If this was a football game, this would be your Hail Mary. Because you said, if you don't do this one right, then that's it. You'll never try it again.
I'm retiring, even though I never really had a job. I don't know if you can retire from a job you never had, but that's what I'm going to do.
I, too, today am retiring from the LA Lakers.
That's pretty much the equivalent. All right, so what I have noticed as I have perused every single one of the men that has applied to be your suitor, your match, your soulmate, the one you fall in love with. The thing that is irking me the most right now, so help me, if I see one more car selfie, I'm going to lose my mind. You have the opportunity to upload a picture that's going to showcase who you are, your personality, you know, putting your best face forward, and you choose a car selfie. This tells me nothing. Practically everybody drives a car. You are showcasing none of your personality, and it just comes across lazy.
That's what I was going to say. I'm thinking, dudes, like, it's not so much the picture as it is the effort, which is a really good piece of advice when it comes to dude in relationships, period, right? You can mess things up, but yeah, at least put in some effort.
The angles are bad. The lighting is bad. It's just all bad.
Well, I was going to say my theory about the car selfies is actually sometimes you can get really nice lighting in a car. So a lot of people like how they look in the rearview mirror. So I think that go to your kitchen. There's nice diffused lighting by the windows in there. Same kind of deal, okay? So you can get the nice lighting. Just don't take it in a boring environment.
It's so bad.
Do they have their seatbelt on and everything?
Oh, some do.
No. Why does that feel worse?
Some do. So one
they're
guy,
practicing safety.
One guy was a car selfie, but it was literally like only half his face. That was his good side. It was very bizarre.
I mean, you got to be your own marketing team.
I don't know if we're being superficial here. I don't think we are. But like, this is your very first impression, right? So it's saying more than what you look like, I think. Am I wrong?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it kind of just shows that like you were in, well, I guess it does make sense because if they're listening to us on the radio and they're like, well, that girl looks like she's emotionally stable and she's kind of hot, I'll take a photo right now and submit it in. And so if they're listening to us in the car, got a snap, but it does feel a little lazy.
It reeks of meh. It doesn't really matter. And if I get picked, great. If I don't, whatever. Like it reeks of, I'm not really that interested in Abby to want to go out with her.
See, this gets back to my initial point, at least from the outside looking in when it comes to dating and dating apps, is just that you got so much, quote unquote, I keep calling it inventory, which makes it sound like very business-like, but you're always just another swipe away. If she's not perfect, if he's not perfect, I'll just move on to the next one. And there are hundreds of people where back in the day when you didn't have that, you had to be a little more desperate.
It's like the difference between the people who send a job resume for one job as opposed to the same resume to 40 jobs. You just hope somebody calls you back. You don't care.
And so for those that are at the higher end of your age requirement, which is 35.
Okay.
Do not say, I'm a young at heart 35-year-old.
Oh, God.
Every single dude that's on the upper end has put that. I mean, and then we had somebody say, I'm a young at heart 53-year-old who loves younger, beautiful women.
That still makes you 45.
53. Never married 3 times. And then I looked at the photo, and I'm 99% sure this is fake. Stop wasting my time! Somebody nominated their husband's best friend, Nick. And I'm like, remember, we said no nominations. And then she put, he's busy working. Well, if he is too busy working, then he's too busy to date my friend Abby. We got the fish photo.
Oh, with them holding like the giant sea bass. Mm-hmm. Classic.
Is that a good thing or bad?
No.
It's this weird like man thing. Like, look, I can go out and catch fish for you. But women don't want to see that. No. Show me your face. Show me your abs.
One dude wrote absolutely nothing. I mean, he filled out the bare minimum when it said, tell us something about you. Nothing. Why do you think you'd be a good match for Abby? Nothing. And then he posted a gym selfie.
Was he super good looking?
Moving on.
That explains it.
You got to give me something. Like, you have to write something. You have to show some amount of effort. One applicant just graduated from high school. That's not another one. You said you would be willing to do long distance, and I'm gonna pin this one on you, Abby. California is a little too far.
Yeah, but how hot is he?
California is a little bit too far. And then you got a lot of dudes with beards that are digging you, so I wanted to get your take on beards.
It has to be a nicely groomed beard.
Okay.
If you look like you wash your beard, I'm into it.
Okay, cool.
If you got little crusty bits in it, I'm not into it.
I'm a lady who's down for the beard, and I'm not kidding you. When I say 85% of the guys who have filled this out all have they have beards.
But what kind, is it like Duck Dynasty beards?
No.
Okay, because that would be a fun setup.
One or two of them were, but for the most part, they are like the closer shaven beards.
Okay.
It seems a little pathetic that we have to sit here and tell dudes like your selfies suck, that when we're asking for a description of who you are, you're not filling anything out at all. I feel so bad for you guys in the single world that have to do it. If this is the example of really what's going on every single day, like this is for the radio, and you would almost think that you'd put more effort in because you know we're going to blast you on the radio if you suck. So this is the best of the best right here?
No, I know. I don't think this is the best of the best. I think this is just what we've gotten. And I almost wonder, as someone who puts a lot of pressure on themselves, I almost wonder if there's something about me that maybe says that I'm just not worth a lot of effort.
No.
You know what I mean?
I think this is dating 101.
It
yeah.
Really
well, unfortunately. Welcome to my world. This is why I talk about it so much, because it's a little irksome.
Yeah, well, the good news is, out of all the applicants, we have one potential. He is a gay guy and said, if you can't find anybody, he'd love to, like, be your friend.
You know what? I'm down.
So how long do we continue looking? Are you going to take the best, or are you just going to say, you know what, rather than you put your reputation in the very last attempt at this on these guys, you just, like, tap out and say, you know what, we'll try it another time.
Out of the applicants we have now, I refuse to settle. And there's not one that I would want to set Abby up on a date with.
Not one.
I really appreciate that. You know what? Because I was a little worried. I'm like, am I going to have to go out with somebody just for the sake of going out with somebody? So I like that we're going to take a pause and just wait for the right one, which is until 2025.
I did not see this coming.
Me neither.
I mean, we have one. We're at a fork in the road, and we have one of two directions we can go. Either we can just close this up and call it a day, or we can encourage more applicants to apply and actually, like, try to put their best foot forward and give a little effort.
Give it a couple of days, and then we can tap out if there's nothing else.
Okay.
Bird said this is your Hail Mary, and this feels like you didn't even get the pass off.
You got sacked.
I did.
Yes, you got to get the pass off.
No, I'm not sacked yet. I'm still stumbling.
Yes,
like, I'm still, like,
scramble. You got to scramble.
Dodging tackles,
yes.
And then dodge that tackle, and I'm just looking for somebody who's open.
Get open. Nobody downfield.
But the coverage is intense, man.
There's a lot of defense out there.
They left the stadium.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you got to have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Look, this is just completely unacceptable, because we've talked about ghosting, like, after one date, which I consider, if you don't say anything to them, rude anyway. It just takes one line to say, hey, just not feeling it. At least they know, and you haven't ghosted them. It's not disrespectful. But when you're about to move in with somebody, I mean, clearly that is a serious relationship. You're about to take the next step, and then he ghosts you, leaving you with no answers at all, that's jacked up. And that's where Stephanie is right now, and she's on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, how are you guys?
Okay, so what happened with this dude?
I have no clue. I'm at the end of a divorce, so I have to sell my house. I'm talking like weeks. He has some of my stuff at his house, like my blender, towels, stuff like that. I just came home one day from his house, and on my way home, I get home, I go to text that I'm home, and find out I'm completely blocked. I'm blocked.
I'm curious.
I try to call. Yeah.
I'm curious because I haven't been blocked via text. So when you try
via
to send
text,
yeah,
when via Facebook.
Wow.
I had my friend call. No answer. Nothing.
She's venting at this point. You just let her go. She deserves it.
When you send a text, what does it send back to you?
Just nothing. Nothing. No response.
Okay, so I'm a little confused here. Did you say you were getting divorced?
Oh yeah. I mean, I've been separated since last year.
All right, so you've been separated, but living with...
And the divorce hasn't gone through. You know, court system's very slow. Mm-hmm. And I have to sell the house, and finally the house is selling in a couple of weeks.
All right, so do I have this right? So you're living with your ex-husband now, correct?
No, I'm living alone now. I've been living alone for a year.
And it's the boyfriend that you're supposed to be moving in with?
Yes.
And he's like gone nowhere. Okay.
He's gone somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's somewhere. He's at his house with some of my stuff. And I drove home. He lives in another state, 2 hours away. And I drove home. And when I got home, I went to call and nothing. It just went straight to voicemail.
How long has it been since you've spoken to him?
3 weeks.
And how long were you guys going out with each other?
Oh, months. Probably about 3 months. But it was very serious. I mean, it was serious enough that we were moving in together.
Initially, I thought maybe he just got cold feet and didn't want to do the move. But the fact that he took the time to block you on every single platform, it feels like he found something else.
Right within those 2 hours of my drive home.
And
everything was fine as I was leaving. It was kiss, kissy, kiss. Call me when you get home. Be safe.
And how long have you known this guy? You said you've been dating a couple of months, but how long have you known him?
I've known him that long. I mean, we were in love. I mean, we cried over each other. We were not going to let each other go. And it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And I have no idea what happened. I would love to know. What did I do?
Is this the first guy you've dated since your separation and an impending divorce?
Not dated, but serious about, yes.
Gotcha. And how did the two of you meet?
We met through a dating app.
Okay.
So what is it you would like from us to try to reach out to him and do one of these ghosting things and see if he'll at least answer us?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm very interested.
And she did last night. We talked and she gave me his cell phone number and his address. So we'll see if he blocks me.
So you're not reaching out to this guy to get back with him. You just want answers as to what happened.
I'm not taking this man back. No.
Yeah.
That was mean. That was just mean.
It was heartless.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that was heartless. Now I am scrambling to find someplace. There are waiting lists all over the place here.
Sure.
I need to move like 1,000 miles away now.
Dang.
To get someplace I can afford.
All right, so let's do this. Let's at least take care of what we can take care of. So Tommy's got all the info. We'll try to text this dude. We'll try to call this dude. We'll try to get you some answers. And if he won't talk to you, maybe we can even work out some kind of arrangement where you can go and get your stuff.
I just want my blender and towels.
She wants to be able to make some frozen margs to drown her sorrows.
All right, Stephanie, hang with us for a couple of days here, and let's see if we can get this guy to respond to us, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
That's bananas.
I mean, before you're about to move in with somebody?
That's a lie.
Dude.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's get an update from the weekend here, because this one should have been super dramatic, man. When you're going to meet the husband's mistress, woo-hoo-hoo, and then set him up, It's going to be bad.
So juicy. So she had been married to her husband for 9 years, and everything was great. I mean, she had no inkling that there was anything wrong with their relationship. And so one day she actually goes to her friend's furniture store. She's like, I'm looking for a dining room table, need to spruce up our space. So she goes and she tells her friend, hey, this is what I'm looking for. And she goes, the friend goes, well, your husband just came in like a week ago and bought a dining room table. Here's the receipt and everything. So now she's like, wait a second. He didn't buy a dining room table. We don't have anything at our house. So she went on like this whole deep dive and found out that he has been supporting a mistress, like paying for bills, paying for a condo. So she had to confront the mistress, ends up going to the condo, shows up. Mistress is super freaked out, had no idea. And she's like, hey, can we talk? Mistress is like, yes, but in the parking lot. They go to the parking lot. And she didn't give us any of the juicy details about, you know, what had been going on. But we did find out that she had plans to confront the husband at a restaurant with the mistress. I thought this was a terrible idea, but she's going through with it, and now we're going to find out what happened.
I read the headline to an article this weekend. It was very almost similar to this, except when the wife and the mistress ended up meeting, they liked each other so much that they went on vacation together.
I had a podcast episode like this. They have matching t-shirts that said, my husband divorced me and all I got was his mistress. And they say sometimes they wear them out to like dinner and stuff.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
All right, so Kristen has the email update.
As my husband and I were driving to the restaurant, I contemplated texting the mistress and nixing the whole thing. He could tell something was off with me. I lied, said I started my period and wasn't feeling great. He asked if I'd prefer to go back home. It was the way he said it, like he'd be relieved to not have dinner with me. That's when I knew I had to go through with it. We got to the restaurant, sat down at a booth. I purposefully sat down first to make sure I had a view of the door. I didn't want him to see her come in, and I wanted that heads up before she sat down. The plan was for her to arrive about 30 minutes after us. 30 minutes came and went, then 45, then an hour. We were finishing up our entrees, and I was convinced she had decided to bail. I couldn't blame her because I had contemplated the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where on paper you see it in the movies and it works out flawlessly, but when you're really in it, you're like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah. We declined dessert from our server, and as he walked away to get our check, there she was.
Oh, she showed up!
Walking towards our booth. My heart started pounding, and I scooted in to make room for her. She sat down without saying a word, and we both stared at him.
I want the video so bad.
He was utterly speechless.
I bet.
You could see the wheels spinning at warp speed. I took the lead and said, this is Ariana. She's a new friend of mine. Turns out we have something in common. We've both been lied to by you.
I would have thrown up.
Just disappeared.
Right there on the table.
He started to speak, but in quotations, Ariana shut him down and told him it was time for him to listen. She spoke her piece. I spoke mine. Without him ever saying a word, we both got up and left. Neither one of us had any interest in what he had to say because we knew we couldn't trust or believe him. I'm staying at my sister's while he and I handle our separation. She's breaking her condo lease, which he's on the hook for because it's in his name, yikes, and crashing with a friend until she gets on her feet. The moment was incredibly satisfying, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't heartbroken. It's going to take time, but I'm ready for this chapter to be closed so I can focus on myself and my healing. Thanks for going on this wild ride with me. Just promise to continue to make me laugh each morning because I could definitely use it.
Yeah. Wow. This is, of course, you got to sit in this kind of heartbreak. It's a brutal way to break up right here. Very dramatic, but you're going to have to sit in this a while. This really, really sucks bad.
I'm impressed. She seems like she's really ready to move on. I mean, I kind of expected, even if she like actually confronted the husband, which she inevitably did, which I thought was a bad idea at first, I thought she was going to kind of drag it out because like 9 years of marriage with someone is not nothing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very impressed with you wanting to cut that cord because I think it is the healthiest thing for you.
Yeah, this is going to take time, like she said, to process, but I am not mad at how they handled this at all. I'm with Bert on wishing it was a video. And like you always say, say, it's one of those things that you see and you know people want to do, but you don't actually do it. And they did it. And I can only imagine what that felt like for him.
Man, the amount of strength that they had to channel in order like to go through with that.
Yes.
And now the strength she's going to have to channel to get through a separation. But girlfriend, Burt Show's here for you.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
News of Britney Spears and Sam Asghari's divorce has been out for like a week. And rumor has it, she already has a new man with a former member of her staff who allegedly has a criminal past. She's currently in the midst of her divorce with Sam, but a source told Page Six that she's supposedly getting cozy with her former housekeeper.
Yeah, sometimes after a divorce like that, you got to sit in the pain for 48 hours before you start dating somebody else.
Only 48?
Yeah. Well, they were married 14 months. So, granted, they were together for 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Page Six ran a background check, which showed that he had been charged with multiple misdemeanors and even a felony. He was charged with child endangerment, which was dismissed due to plea negotiation. He was convicted of driving without a license, and then also had a separate charge of driving with a suspended license, and that was also dismissed due to a plea negotiation. He was convicted of felony possession of a firearm and one count of disturbing the peace, which is me after a couple too many tequila shots.
I'm all about, you know, people getting second chances and the opportunity to learn from their mistakes. However, if I'm a woman that has children, I'm going to be very hesitant to date a man that has a child endangerment charge on his record.
I'm with you. I'm all about people having second chances, too. But from what Abby just read, it sounds like he's had about 9 of them.
Okay, there's that as well.
Everybody needs an 11th chance.
Sometimes a 12th. Yeah, and the source that's been talking to Page Six says they're concerned, obviously. But I think, yeah. I mean, besides the fact that, you know, there's a criminal record, which, again, 12, 13 chances we're here for. But the news of the divorce has just come out, and it seems like she's just kind of like, well, this guy's around, so let me just hook up with him for a hot second.
There's a difference between a bad boy and a rotten human. This guy's not a bad boy.
Okay, Cassie, what if we could make this happen? Like, we were Britt's best friend, and we're like, homegirl, this is what I suggest. You go buy you a little place in Hawaii, escape and be by your children, and just work on yourself and mend your relationship with your kids.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. I think that's what she needs, honestly. I think she's just in a self-destructive spiral. Like, we've always seen whenever there's a big split or something big happen, she tends to gravitate. Or I don't think she gravitates towards these people. I think they gravitate towards her and take advantage of her, and she can't shake it. I think if she disappeared and never put out new music again but was happy and healthy, I think her fans would want that.
She can't do it. She can't do it. She's been a celebrity since she was a kid. She's intoxicated to this kind of attention and celebrity. The healthiest thing to do is what you're saying.
Yeah.
She's not capable of it.
I also get the sense that Britney really loves what she does. I mean, any chance that I can see on her social media, she's putting the camera in front of her face. She's doing a little dance. Like, I do think she enjoys what she does, but I do think she needs to go to Hawaii and take a break.
Yeah. And she doesn't have anybody around her that she'll listen to say that, hey, this is the healthy thing to do. She's not possible. I wish she would.
It's one of those things, like, anybody who tells her to do anything, she will. I don't blame her. I think this is a period she's got to go through herself, and then hopefully she'll be able to recalibrate and do what is best for her.
You know, it makes some sense to me, even though I think they're kind of estranged right now, that the only thing that might shake her up is if her kid said, move here, we need you, and that might do it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that probably would flip things, actually.
Okay, I swear somebody in the press is punking Khalees and Bill Murray because she has denied this relationship with Bill over and over and over again. Yet there are still headlines coming out like this because I just found out that she has split from Bill Murray after 2 months of dating. Literally, somebody on Instagram just asked her if she was dating Bill, and she quickly replied, no, but somehow there are still reports coming out from the U.S. Sun that they have split after dating for a couple of months. I'm like, where is the proof? How do we know that they are dating? And why do we feel so strongly about it that we're willing to put out legitimate headlines?
It is so bizarre because it's the most random pairing. And it's like somebody, I would love to pinpoint like where it started. Somebody woke up one day and said, I'm going to start a rumor that Khalees is dating Bill Murray. And the fact that people have ran, and there is no proof. There's no evidence of this whatsoever.
And she's literally saying we're not dating. And yet you Google Khalees and Bill Murray split and dozens of headlines come up. Why do people feel so passionate about
this? We should totally do this. We should pick like the most random couple on earth and try and get a story out that they're dating.
Well, Abby's been going out with Timothy Chalamet for whatever his name is.
Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet ding dong for a long time.
First of all, we need to say his name right.
Chalamet.
She called it a woman's world, and well, the people running the concert didn't like it, so they shut it down. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
A couple of weeks ago on my Instagram, I asked you guys, hey, what can we do to make the show better? What do you like? What do you don't like? Because the ratings are really, really good. And I always feel like now is the time to ask you guys what you like and what you don't before they suck. Because then when we find out, it's too late at that point. And the most common response, time and time again, was bring back intern Mikey.
How many rices in a bowl of rice? How many rices in a bowl of rice? Less than 1 million, so cut the price. It's almost like a contraceptive device. In other words, no, it's not nice. So I'm raising the bar to a new height.
Spin that joint.
So he's not intern Mikey anymore. He's one day a week part-time Mikey.
Just roll off your tongue.
So I asked if you wanted to join us, and you couldn't because of school, not full-time anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
I'm in college.
Yeah, at least for the time being.
For the time being, if I can stick it out.
So he comes in here on Mondays, gets his credits, and then gets out of here.
Hell yeah.
But you've been looking for another job at college?
No, so I've been doing radio at college, WGUR 95.3, if you don't mind.
Oh, you're just taking all of our ratings. You're taking all of our ratings away, man. What's the frequency?
I don't even know what that means.
The number?
95.3.
Okay, there you go. Because you gave us the call letters, which is really good. Your frequency is your number. Yeah.
So I've been doing that for like 3 years, just doing my own show.
Wait, you've been doing radio for 3 years and you didn't know what a frequency was?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a great program.
I mean, I've never done the dial. So I worked my way up to this job. What is it? Music manager and program director. Real pompous.
You are the program director of the station?
I'm the program director.
And, so as the program director of the radio station, what are your responsibilities? And then we'll compare them to real-world program director.
Well, my responsibilities include DJ scheduling, training new DJs, making sure nobody's cursing on air. I got some other stuff. Just basically day-to-day responsibilities.
Do you program the music, or are the students allowed to just bring in whatever they want?
That's my music manager side of things. So okay. I got to sit in there and type in everyone's music that they want. I don't know. Do you hear how I'm talking right now? Because I hate this. I realize I'm a horrible businessman. You always think whenever you're a kid, you're just going to grow up to be like some guy who carries a suitcase. What's it called? Briefcase?
Yeah.
Yeah, you always think that you're going to be that guy. And now I'm a businessman, and I don't know how to do it. I'm so bad at this. I'm just not a good businessman. I can't do the lingo, put a pin in that, come back around to that.
Is it that you don't like being a businessman, or you just don't like being people's boss?
It's not even that I don't like it. I'm just uncomfortable in this position. I feel like I'm always supposed to be at the bottom and, like, begging for a job. And now I'm giving people jobs. And I don't know how to handle it.
And having to turn people down for jobs, that's part of it, too.
So that was a big thing. So I had to hire 7 people, 5 to do radio, 2 to help me put in music. There was like 25 people who interviewed. And this is like an important thing. It's for a class. So if you don't get it, you basically got to drop the class. And the problem is I've gone through school with all these people. Like these are
so
like
they
my,
know you.
Yeah, these are my classmates. They know I'm an idiot. It's just like they know me for what I actually am. And then I'm like sitting there with a suit on, shaking hands. Yeah, so I had to end up turning down a bunch of people. And now I'm in class with these people that I had to turn down, and now they all just hate me. They're like, you jerk.
I am curious what your rejection letter sounds like.
I copied someone else's. It was just like, I regret to inform you. You didn't get it, my friend.
ChatGPT. That's the way to go on that one right there. Yeah. So when they see you again, has anybody approached you going, come on, man, I would have been perfect for that job?
One girl's really, really mad. She said she did an internship so she could have that job. She's lying. this one girl's really mad. But one of my like good friends I sit with in class, I come into class, I had to send him the letter the night before, and then I immediately just came up with a bunch of lies. Like, it turned out to be out of my hands. I didn't even have any control over it, it turns out. Is that a good move?
Yeah, you need a fall guy for sure.
Yeah, so I started lying. But go ahead.
So what was the criteria you're looking for? Like, how are you filtering out who makes the cut or not?
Well, for a DJ, I want someone who's going to talk, not just play music the whole time. That just gets boring. Everybody just plays music.
Amen.
So I like someone, and if they have like an actual show idea, I love that. Because most people, including myself, just go on there and talk nonsense. But whenever they have like a concept, that's fun. So I had to hire 5 DJs. And then for music manager, my questions were so bad, too. I was just like, can you work a computer? Can you learn stuff? All right, you're hired.
That's not a bad question. I had to fire a phone screener that didn't know how to spell or answer phones.
whose fault was that?
Right here.
Yeah. Well, you might have another one on your hands.
So what's the game plan moving forward? Yeah, I would love to hear one of your shifts.
Yeah, so I actually just put... I started recording them, and I'm going to put them on Spotify. I just put my first one on Spotify.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's
okay.
What it is.
All right.
Yeah.
Good luck. You need any tips at all, you go to Kristen, okay?
Please.
And then I'll send you over to Mo.
All right.
And you'll end up with Abby.
The Burt Show. All right, we have to check in with Amber here, who was all sketched out on Friday, like we all have been before. You're in a relationship, right? It's very, very serious. Next step, you got to meet the parents, right? There's so much anxiety behind that. Hey, Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so bring us up to speed. Like, tell us again the history of you and dating dude, how long it's been, and why you were so insecure going into the weekend.
Sure. So I was super nervous when we talked on Friday because I was going to be meeting my boyfriend's mom for the first time this weekend. And I was so nervous because I know that he adores his mom. Like, he talks about her all the time, and I know that they're super close. And I'm kind of acquaintances with his ex, and she gave me a warning that his mom was very difficult and, like, hard to win over. And in the end, I think because his mom disliked her, that was a big reason why they broke up. So, yeah, I was just calling in for some advice.
Yeah, and we didn't, I mean, all you can do is be yourself. I think that's the only advice we gave, right?
And to bring a gift.
Yes, something small, nothing too extravagant.
Yeah, something small.
And Mo had a great point, too, is like, you are not the ex. You are your own person. And so who knows why his mom wasn't digging on her. She could absolutely adore you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
it's intimidating, nonetheless. It's intimidating. All right, so tell us how it went. You guys get along? Everything cool?
So we were supposed to go over to dinner on Saturday night, and he thought that she said 6:30, but she actually said 6. I wasn't part of the planning, so we just walked in at 6:30, so already we're 30 minutes late. And
not only you, though.
I know, but she made several comments about it, and like, so already like off on not a great foot.
And you can't really throw her son under the bus and be like, well, he told me it was 6:30.
I know.
That's exactly what I would have done.
I was just quiet and apologetic. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I did bring a gift. There's this little shop that's local that I love their candles, and I've given it as a gift many times before, and everyone loves the way that it smells. And I gave it to her, and she was like, basically, I don't want it. Like, she gave it back to me. She was like, smelly candles give me a headache. And I was like, oh, God.
Wasn't one of those goop candles, was it? That would be really super inappropriate.
No, it's been light and, like, you know, natural, like, essential oils candle. Like, you know, it wasn't a Yankee candle, but... she, like, throughout the course of dinner, his mom brought up his ex, my acquaintance, like, multiple times, and it was all positive, but it was kind of like she was comparing the two of us.
It's rude, period. She was testing you.
Very rude.
It was weird, but she didn't seem to hate, you know, my friend. So that was interesting, because I thought that that was my impression just from what I had heard. So when we left, I told my boyfriend when we got in the car, I was like, I don't think she likes me. And I thought that he would try to, like, comfort me and be like, oh, no, she totally does. But instead, he was just like, you were too quiet and you should definitely speak up more next time we go over there. And I was like, yeah, so I'm not feeling great about the whole thing.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I know the old cliche is like you can never make a second first impression. But when it goes like this, it doesn't sound like she hates you. It just sounds like you were quiet and shy and tense. I think you got a second shot at this.
Oh, that is really comforting. Thank you. Yeah, that's what I need to hear.
It doesn't sound like you gave her a reason to hate you. She just needs a little time to warm up to you.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. We just need to do this a few more times and
yes.
not be late and no candles.
Yeah.
I think it's important for you to try to not take anything personal, especially if, like, this really went how you're saying, where you brought a gift. She didn't, because she could have just accepted the gift. I mean, but if she mm-hmm. wants to bring up the ex and do things like that, that's not really on you. I would just not take it personal.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You were certainly being tested, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if she's bringing up the ex and stuff, I think most future mother-in-laws know, like, all right, let's just keep that off the table for the very first time. So she brings that up. She's testing you.
For the very first ever. There's no reason for your boyfriend's parents to bring up your ex at all, period, unless it's to make you uncomfortable.
And I wish the boyfriend would say something about that, because if I'm in his shoes and my mom is doing that, I'm certainly going to talk to my mom about doing that.
That's a good point, and I would love to know, like, how is he handling this whole interaction? Was he just letting his mom rail you?
He did not protect me.
Okay.
That's what I felt like.
There's a little flag right there. Here's a little flag. All right, Amber, keep in touch with us, all right?
Okay.
All right, it's a Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
You guys, it was almost surreal driving downtown this weekend. Actually, my kid drove us downtown. It's the first time that he's ever driven downtown. He's got his permit now.
That's a big deal.
And his license is coming in October. And I'm like, we got to go downtown, dude. So he drove in Atlanta traffic for the first time and downtown traffic, which is another conversation for another time. But we were heading on over to the Omni Hotel because they were having a college fair there. So I can't believe he's going to college already, you guys. I know it's the oldest cliche in the book that, you know, really enjoy it because it goes by fast. It really does. I'm telling you,
the days are long, the years are short.
So true, man. I felt like I was taking my 4-year-old to a college fair yesterday. I'm like, this can't be possible, right? It's so exciting, though. He told me for the first time, like on the way to the college fair, that, you know what? I think sports marketing and sports management is what I want my interest to be. And I'm like, okay, well, knowing that, I mean, we're literally on the way down to look at schools. And so I'm Googling, like, best schools for that. And it turned out, like, 3/4 of the schools that were really good in that department were going to be at this college fair. So I was really looking forward to talking to the counselors, going from tape. You ever done one of these before?
I don't recall doing one.
I didn't either.
I did a couple, but I knew where I wanted to go because my whole family went to Florida. Mm-hmm. I just went straight to the UF table and started schmoozing, because what they don't tell you is the people behind the table are sometimes the people who look at the applications. So I was willing to do whatever it takes. I'm like, do I got to bribe you?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I also had a couple of friends in admissions at a school here. And another thing some schools do is they will give you points based on the interest you show. So if you show up for a campus tour, that shows you're serious, and that goes in your profile and your application. You don't know this, but it shows that you really want to be there. So talking at college fairs, you really want to be there, and those will count towards your score.
I don't know if things have changed, but all I hear are, like, parents now complaining, at least in, like, our little group, that it's so different than it used to be, where they took into account a whole bunch of different things, like your extracurricular activities. They used to take into account if you were, like, a legacy also, if your grandparents and your pappy's parents went all. Also, you get like a leg up also. And from what I understand now, it's all about stats, man.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I know that, like, I was really hoping and riding on the fact that, like, my whole family went to Florida. They got to let me in. UF does not give a crap. They literally could not care less. But I did what Cassie mentioned, and UF had this thing where you could show up to campus and do a quote-unquote Gator for a Day program where you sit in classes, you have lunch on campus, you go sit with the admissions people, and basically I was in there, and I was just looking at her like, please let me in. And I think I even said, I was like, yeah, you know, I've gotten all my admissions decisions back. You know, I've gotten here, because, you know, other colleges want me. It was like I was on a date trying to make myself look better.
I'm desirable. You want me.
Yes, I swear I'm smart.
It's a really exciting process to go through with your kids. And then this one was very different than my oldest kid, who's going to SCAD now, who didn't want to leave the state of Georgia. That's just the way he's built. He wanted to be close to the family, and he wanted to stay in state. So it didn't give us a lot of different options, right? So we kind of knew he's either going to go to SCAD. He was looking at Barry and ended up making a perfect decision for him. Hollis is just out there, man. He's like, I'll go anywhere, anytime. Let's find the college. I don't care. So we get there, and this is the first college fair that I've been to where they specifically break up the parents from the kids. So you can't go table to table with your kid. Parents aren't allowed anywhere in the room. The kids have to do all the talking by themselves.
I like it.
Which, wow, I kind of loved, actually. So I'm sitting down in the lobby, and I'm waiting for him to come out to see what colleges he checked out. I didn't know if he was going to take it seriously or not. He comes out with arms filled with brochures that he is really excited about. So he had really great talks, and it's very preliminary, but now there are schools that I never even thought were on his radar that he's excited about now. Like, he was talking about going to Iowa, Ole Miss, South Carolina, NC State, yeah. Kentucky is on his list now also.
I love it. And you said, like, because you were, I saw you posting about this on your Insta story. I'm going to let you know right now that you have sent up the flare. Kentuckians are very proud of Kentucky, and yep, we're very proud of our school. You will be hard pressed to find somebody who went to UK that will not recommend going there. And I am one of those. I loved my time at UK. And the campus is gorgeous. The city is great. I can say nothing ill of the University of Kentucky.
I will tell you the three most aggressive alumni bases that have hit me in DMs, because he's looking at Georgia also, which is kind of a dream school. It's so hard to get in there if you're in state. Georgia, Kentucky, Ole Miss are demanding he goes. Ole Miss, Hottie Toddy is demanding he goes to Ole Miss.
He's not going to get admitted to Ole Miss if you keep saying Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
O-L-E. I thought I heard a D up in there.
Ole Miss.
And yeah, you don't belong up in Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. So those are the ones he's looking at right now. It's just a super freaking exciting time thinking that. And he said next summer he just wants to drive with me around, and I'm sure his mom also, and we're just going to go from campus to campus.
Do the whole tour.
That's super exciting.
So
yeah. All right. So Rebecca, Katie, what we got going on today? Someone getting called out today?
Rebecca's
getting
called. She needs help. And I think we need to just gather around as the Burt Show family and help out our girl.
What's the matter?
Because I realized in the studio one day, we were having nice little sing-alongs, which we do every once in a while with Tommy and Kaylee.
You all have like a full-on musical going on in there most days.
Yeah. It's like our own show over here.
It's really fun. And so we realized there's one thing that Rebecca can't do, but I'm not going to hold it against her because Mo can't do it either.
Oh.
Whistle, right?
Really? Never learned how to whistle?
Nah, still never figured it out.
Yeah, so, it's not in my skill set.
And that's okay. We'll teach you one day. I was going to let that go. But then, as we're keeping on beat, we're snapping, right? Doing a little snap. Rebecca, can you snap?
Oh, honey.
You can't whistle or snap.
I can wiggle my ears really well.
And I think that should be the easiest thing to do. So how can we teach Rebecca to snap?
I can't snap either. And do this.
You try
and
snap. Yeah, Rebecca, try and snap and whistle at the same time.
Got a little something there.
Yeah, whistle better than me.
It's really, it's really sad.
What are you doing? Sounds more like a blustery wind.
it's like you're clawing your thumb and your middle finger.
Well,
it's
just, I don't know which finger to use. Like,
I
use the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we all have things that we should have learned as kids that we just never did? Like, I still can't jump rope.
What?
I can't jump rope.
Jump rope?
Mm-hmm. Really? Never learned how to jump rope. Still can't jump rope.
Wait, what?
I can't do a cartwheel.
You can't do a cartwheel?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Where was all of this when y'all was making fun of me for not knowing how to whistle?
What was the one you hit us with a couple of weeks ago? We were like, you've never done what? What was it?
Oh, I've never been trick-or-treating.
Never been trick-or-treating?
Nope. Never not in my life. Nope.
We're gonna remedy that this Halloween.
I'm excited. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. And so we got some work to do on all three of you guys. Trick-or-treating, we got whistling, snapping, we got them all. Okay. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.